Hey, it's Randy Miles on the phone with my friend Mansa Musa from MoneySmartLife.org. So that means it's Take Control Tuesday. And Mansa, a lot of people got their stimulus checks. Some people are expecting refunds soon. But that goes away really quickly, and it can mess with your head.
Yeah, you know, I talked to a lot of people over the last couple of weeks about, you know, whether they received their stimulus checks and et cetera. And not everybody, Randy, but there was the overwhelming feeling of depression.
Yeah.
And it comes about from the money came in, you were expecting it, and it went out so fast, it was almost like it was never there. And for some people whose money was eaten up by overdraft and late fees. So, in fact, the money actually never was there. So I can understand it, because the other thing is, you know, money isn't just dollars and cents. It's emotional, and it elicits a lot of emotion from us.
Yeah.
So here's what I want to tell people about the stimulus check. This one, their tax refund, there's another stimulus check or so promised. Look, even if the money appears to disappear quickly, the good news is the hole you're in is less deep.
Yeah.
Okay, you may not be out of the hole yet. I get that.
Yeah.
But it's less deep. The economy as a whole is restructuring. So what you have to do is look how you can access the new economy through entrepreneurship, either as an individual or as a collective. You know, you need to control sources of income coming into you. So take a look at that. Now is the time to prepare for that, because obviously things are going to be a lot different going forward for the economy as a whole. You know, for some of us, it may take years to recover from this, but we can recover. So the other thing I want to tell folks to do, and we've talked about this before, is stay in the moment. You know, you can let bills and all of that can take your mind into a pretty dark place.
Yeah.
Every day has sufficient evil for itself, the King James Version of the Bible says. So take care of today. The final thing that goes into that is, although you're taking care of today's immediate needs, keep your head to the sky. You've got to look up. Listen, depression is poverty's spouse. Okay, they'll put a burden on you that will bend you over to the point where you can't look up to the horizon to see where you're going.
That's good.
It is snares and consumes your time, talent, and treasure in a struggle for mere survival.
Yeah,
I understand that. I get that. I've been there. But you've got to look up. You've got to keep your head to the sky. If you believe in God, in Jesus Christ, you're looking to a person. However, you can't just look down at your circumstances. You got to look up, move forward towards your hope and your vision.
Amen. Man, that's a good word. Listen, we have lots of information on how to help ourselves look up. And you can go to moneysmartlife.org, takecontroltuesday.com, and even on YouTube, and it's addressed takecontroltuesday.com. Mansa, thank you so much for that today.
Thank you.